With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. After the GOP stymied efforts for aid to Ukraine and Israel, arguing the southern border needs to be protected first and foremost, White House officials struck back. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. aid is crucial for Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to continue the effort to drive Russian forces out of his country.
If you're looking across that battlefront, you're seeing a Russian armed forces that they're willing to go on the offensive. They're probably not just going to sit in defensive positions all winter long. And so you want to be ready to take that on. And you want to be able to not only defend yourself, but go on the offense. He gets to determine what that looks like. What we want to do since the beginning of this conflict is make sure he has the tools to do that. And those tools are about to run out.
GOP senators on Thursday doubled down on their strategy of trying to exact border policy changes in exchange for their support for the measure. A man fired a shotgun twice outside a Jewish temple in upstate New York hours before the start of Hanukkah on Thursday, then said free Palestine as he was taken into custody. No one was injured. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the incident happened in the parking lot.
The suspect is a 28-year-old local resident who was walking around outside the synagogue acting very suspicious, according to witnesses. He fired off a round from a shotgun while making threatening statements.
The incident is being investigated as a hate crime. Israel has designated a small slice of land along Gaza's Mediterranean coast as a safe zone. It says waves of people fleeing the war can find protection from airstrikes and receive humanitarian supplies for their families there. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the NASDAQ rose 193, the S&P advanced 36. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is admitting very few persecuted Christians from foreign lands, and religious freedom groups are concerned. Ryan Brown of Open Doors U.S. says believers need to educate themselves.
There are also opportunities for people to voice their dialogue and voice their concern to their elected officials and let them know that as people of faith, this matters to us, that this is important, that we want to see America do what it can to provide a safe refuge for these that are suffering for their faith.
He says the body of Christ is ready to help.
There have been so many churches around the U.S. that have stepped up and have said that, you know, we desire to be part of the solution. We desire to receive refugees and assimilate them into community and into biblical communities even.
Open Doors USA and World Relief have produced a new report tracking the refugee problem. This is SRN News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz attended a ceremony to light the first candle on a giant menorah at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate.
In the face of rising anti-Semitism, Olaf Scholz wants to show his support for Jewish life in Germany. Since the October 7th Hamas attacks and Israel's subsequent bombing of Gaza, the number of anti-Semitic incidents in Germany has quadrupled. The Brandenburg Gate was once used in the Holocaust by Hitler as a symbol of Nazi power. Today, it's a symbol of Germany's commitment to protecting Jewish life.
BBC correspondent Damian McGinnis. A Moscow court has extended the pretrial detention of three lawyers who once represented imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. They were arrested in October on charges of participating in an extremist group, a case widely seen as a means to ramp up pressure on the politician. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.